Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk. It's just you and me, by the way. It's just the two of us, and I want to have a little quality time with you. And I want to talk about unemployment. I want to talk about employment, unemployment, small business owners. And what are we going to do about this? You know, folks, we are in what some people call a jobless recovery currently, right now. And it has been, someone termed it the mother of all jobless recoveries. Now, I don't know about that, but I do know about this one, and I do know about the last one. The last jobless recovery we had was in, I guess, 01, 2, and 3, in that range. Because I was right here reporting on it. Talked about it quite a bit with people like the folks at Kiplinger. Joan Pride was here talking about it. Others were here talking about it. And now, here we are, less than a decade later, we've had another recession. This was a big one. And we're still here talking about another jobless recovery. Now, I want to break this down a little bit and just talk about what's causing these last two, and why it's different from before, from all the other recoveries that I've been part of since 1969. And the main thing is to understand what's causing these jobless recoveries. And when you think about it, when you think about the last one, if you go back to you know, the recession, the previous recession began in December of 2000, or the fourth quarter, I should say, of 2000. And the recession was, you know, was working. It didn't last long. The recession didn't last long at all, but there was a pretty big crash on the stock market because of the dot-bomb scenario that we had on Wall Street. And that kind of sent the unemployment rate pretty high. But it didn't get real high. It got up to, I guess, I don't know, maybe 7 or 7.5 or something like that, which is unacceptable in America. That would be almost full employment in Europe, but it's unacceptable in America. In America, we believe that that Americans deserve to have no more than a 5% unemployment rate, which economists say is really kind of full employment in America. So when the last recession got up to, following the last recession, it got up to 7.5%, and it took a while for people to be rehired. That's when we started talking about a jobless recovery. But the reason for that was because a lot of the people who were laid off in the 90s, in the late 90s, during the recession, those people weren't laid off. A lot of those people weren't laid off because the economy was off. They were laid off because the work that they did, that they knew how to do, the skills that they had, were no longer required. The place they had to go to work didn't exist anymore, wasn't there anymore. And many people blame that on globalization. And okay, that's an argument you can make. And globalization was part of it. But whether you should blame it on globalization, that's another story. Then we come into, so then that recovery happened. The economy turned around and just took off, right? Unemployment came down, but it took a long time, because what we had to do is we had to absorb those unemployed people back into the marketplace. And what that meant was all those people who lost their jobs, and those jobs went away, and the skills that they had were no longer required, we had to retrain those people. They had to reestablish themselves in another profession, another angle of what they were capable of doing. And that's what happened, and it took longer. But the economy picked back up, and as you know, we had the rest of the decade was pretty darn good. Now we come to this situation we have right now, the recovery following the Great Recession. And we have had as high as 10%+ national unemployment. I think it's down now below 10, somewhere in the nines. But many people believe that that number is not really accurate because just the people that we know who are looking for jobs, there are probably millions of people who've given up looking for jobs. If their unemployment benefits have run out, then they're not even showing up to be counted anymore. So we've got a serious unemployment condition in the United States. And the word that the economists use for this is structural unemployment, meaning it's not just that the economy is off and people aren't hiring. We're back to the jobless recovery scenario that we had 7 or 8 years ago, where a lot of the people who are unemployed, once again, aren't qualified to take the next jobs that are coming, the jobs that are being the demand, I should say. The supply is not meeting the qualifications, the specifications of the demand. And so what this means is we have to retrain, re-educate, help people acquire skills for 21st century jobs in America. Now let me tell you a quick story about that. I talked to a man who had just built a paper plant once, and this was a few years ago. And I asked him, it's just a regular, what they call a coarse paper plant. They made toilet paper and wrapping paper and things like that, not fine papers. And I asked him how many people he had working for him. First I said, how many people in your employ at your plant use technology in the performance of their work? He said 100% of them touch technology in the performance of their jobs. 100%, everybody in the whole plant. And I said, how many people work for you there in that plant? He said, half as many as the plant that I built 10 years ago. 400 today, the one I built 10 years ago, without some of the technology we have today, 800. So it takes half as many people in the 21st century to run a paper plant to produce the same amount of paper as the same plant without the technology produced 10 years ago. Half as many people, 800 to 400. There's a story in that, and we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Another reason why we're having the kind of a structural unemployment scenario in the United States today. 20 after. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and listen to the archives, read the articles, ask questions at askjim.biz and all the other things that are there. And don't forget the poll question that's on the homepage there. You can find that question there and select your answer, submit it, and see how you're doing so far. See how the other people have who have voted and where you stack rank with all that. So check that out. And I'm going to talk about another poll question in a minute as I continue to talk about this mother of all jobless recoveries that we have right now. And part of the reason why this is a jobless recovery is because the recovery is a marathon recovery. As you've heard me say before, it's going to take some time to work out of this thing. Part of the reason why it's a jobless recovery is because people are still uncertain. A lot of businesses are still uncertain about the strength of the recovery, about the leadership in Washington, about problems in other parts of the world. So we're reluctant to hire new people too fast. A third reason is because of technology, and that's where I was when we took the break. I was telling you about the guy who built a paper plant. He was the Greenfield construction guy, and he ran the plant for a while after he built it. And he needed half as many people today as he needed 10 years ago for the same plant because of technology. So 400 employees didn't have a job in this paper plant producing the same stuff that the previous plant had made but because technology, but also because all 400 of them used technology in the direct performance of their job. Well, if you're an employee, if you're looking for a job and you don't have technology skills at all, you don't even know how to address a keyboard, you're frightened, you hate technology, you don't like handling, you know, that kind of stuff, then you're going to be out of work for a while. You're going to have a hard time. So now I want to come back to one more thing about this technology thing. The country that lost more jobs in the last decade, more manufacturing jobs, the most manufacturing jobs in the last decade, what country would you say that was? United States? A lot of people would say that. It'd be a good guess, but it would be wrong. The country that lost more manufacturing jobs in the last decade was China. And not because of globalization, but because of technology. People can create things, make things better, faster, more efficiently, more profitably, because of the technological innovations that we have. And recently, we asked you on our poll question on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, we asked you, if you, as you grow your business, are you going to be more likely to hire employees to take advantage of that growth first, or are you going to be more likely to hire to add automation and technology first and people second? And guess what you said? 71% of you said you would be more likely to acquire technology first and people second. 29% of you said you would hire people first. So small business owners are the engine of growth, no question about it. You've heard me say that, and you know that I believe that. You're also the creator of most of the jobs in a recovery, and you're doing that right now. But you also have other options. You have options because we've talked about this many times before, about how granular, how incrementalized technology has become so that you and I can acquire processing power in smaller bite sizes, in pricing that fits our budgets. We can acquire all that. That gives us power, that allows us to be more competitive in a more efficient way, with more automation and fewer human beings. So you're choosing that. You're making that decision. It's a natural thing for you to do. So at the same time, this is the irony, at the same time that small business owners are the engine of growth and the producers of the most jobs, all of us in the aggregate, at the same time, 7 out of 10 of you, and me included, are using technology to grow first and hiring people second. So there's the irony of that. And that little scenario right there, what I just said, is one of the reasons why we're in a jobless recovery. And it's why we have something called structural unemployment. Structural means we've got a lot of people out of work out there who are not prepared for 22nd decade, 21st century jobs. They're not competitive in that way. And we need fewer of them. And so I'm telling you, what I'm basically trying to say is, small business owners, you're part of the solution, but you're also part of the future. The way you're behaving is part of the future. I'm not going to say you're part of the problem, because you're doing the right thing. But as long as we've got this scenario, and when we have these kinds of economic downturns, until we get our people trained, fully trained and ready to go for the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century, we're going to have this kind of a longer-term unemployment recovery, a jobless recovery type of scenario. And that is what is contributing to what I call the marathon recovery. This is all part of that. And it's all part of one big cycle. And you're a part of that. And thank you for letting me talk about this. Thank you for letting me get that out of my system. I wanted to explain this to you and you know, help all of us understand that the fact that we are able to take advantage of technology is good for us, but it's also creating a little longer recovery period until we can get through this long-term unemployment scenario we have, this jobless recovery that we have. Think about it. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.